CNIC Instruction 5530.14 Alpha, Commander Navy Installation Command Ashore Protection Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. What is the primary focus of the Navy Region and Installation Protection Program? Force Protection Line of Effort. 2. Who has the overall responsibility for the administration of all continental United States Navy Region and Installation Protection Programs? CNIC Operations Officer. 3. Who is responsible for providing the policy, guidance, structure, resourcing, and assignment of responsibilities for the comprehensive protection capabilities at Navy regions and installations? N3AT, November 3, Alpha Tango. 4. Who serves as the principal point of contact for the regional protection programs? N3AT, November 3, Alpha Tango. 5. Who is the Chief of Naval Operations Executive Agent for FP in the U.S. NORTHCOM AOR? USFF, Uniform Sierra, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. 6. What provides support and coordination to Navy component and fleet commanders and exercises ADCON over REGCOMS? CNIC, Charlie November, India, Charlie. 7. What exercise OPCON over the REGCOMS within the assigned GCC AORs? NCCs, November Charlie Charlies. 8. Who is the ISIC for all COs within their region? REGCOM. 9. How often must COs conduct protection program self-assessments? Annually. 10. Who serves as the commander's representative on all regional protection programs on behalf of the regional operations officer and provides day-to-day leadership and management of regional protection programs? RSO, Romeo Sierra Oscar. 11. The REGCOM must ensure that an ATO responsible to the REGCOM for AT requirements is assigned in writing per which reference? OPNAV Instruction 3300.53 Charlie. 12. Which reference requires commanding officers to designate an ISO in writing? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 Echo. 13. Which month of each year must a consolidated list of all restricted areas aboard the installation be provided to the CNIC via the REGCOM? April. 14. Who serves as the CO's representative on all installation protection programs? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 15. OPNAV Instruction 3400.12 categorizes ROC level classifications as levels 1 through what? 5. 16. How many different categories do changes to current ROC levels fall into? 2. 17. How often should routine ROC level change requests be submitted by the CO via the REGCOM? Annually. 18. In accordance with which reference must the Navy size and locate its ashore infrastructure to ensure CNIC's vision for the future? SECNAV Manual 5214.1. 19. How often must REGCOMs conduct reviews of each installation within their region and provide recommendations for modifications of ROC levels to their operational commander? Annually. 20. In support of CNIC efforts to enhance linkage between shore readiness and fleet readiness, what must installations report readiness in? DRRS-N, Delta Romeo Romeo Sierra-November. 21. Which type of data is defined as data regarding personnel, equipment, supplies, training, ordnance, and facilities? Resource. 22. Which reference are NMET tasks developed IAW? SECNAV Manual 5210.1. 23. How long must all AT exercise documentation be maintained for to ensure that lessons learned are incorporated? 2 years. 24. How often must all personnel assigned to CNIC shore activities receive documented all hazards awareness training? Annually. Chapter 2. 1. Which designated personnel are specifically organized, trained, and equipped to provide FP? Navy Security Forces. 2. Which reference stipulates that all NSF and installations shall be integrated into a single force structure? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 ECHO. 3. Which process clearly delineates the validated positions identified for NSF? MPV-P, Mike Papa Victor Papa. 4. Who are required to keep the CO informed and up to date on all security matters and provide a detailed report on the status of the protection program at regular intervals? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 5. Who typically develops the force protection policies, procedures, plans, goals, and objectives for the region? RSO, Romeo Sierra Oscar. 6. Who does the RSO report to on protection preparedness matters? Operations Officer. 7. Who provides oversight and management of the Regional Security Force? RSO, Romeo Sierra Oscar. 8. Who reports to the CO for OPCON on matters involving the security of the installation or activity? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 9. The ISO has the responsibility to establish and publish post orders which pertain to each fixed and mobile post IAW which reference. OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 ECHO. 10. How often must all post orders be reviewed at a minimum? Annually. 11. What must all contract guard services be obtained through? NAVFAC. 12. Who is responsible for establishing an operational chain of command that fully integrates both military and civilian NSF into a cohesive, efficient organization? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 13. Which operations are designed to provide inside-the-fence-line support to Navy regions and installations? RSF, Romeo Sierra Foxtrot. 14. What is used to augment an installation's NSF during increased FPCONs or when directed by the CO and ISO of the installation to which assigned? ASF, Alpha Sierra Foxtrot. 15. The ASF should be sized to permit full manning of posts required in FPCONs Charlie and Delta for a minimum of how many days? 30. 16. How often must REGCOMS review ASF manning? Semi-annually. 17. Commands having how many or fewer personnel assigned where providing the fair share for ASF duties would result in absolute mission failure may request a waiver from the REGCOM. 5. 18. How often, at a minimum, must COs review ASF manning? Quarterly. 19. How often must ISOs review posts which ASF may augment? Annually. 20. How often must ISOs provide a report to the CO noting all personnel not reporting for duty as required or any tenant or department head refusing to provide support as required? Monthly. 21. What is the minimum pay grade to be assigned as the ASF coordinator? E7. 22. How often, at a minimum, must the ASF coordinator ensure that each member participates in a major exercise? Annually. 23. Who must the ASF coordinator notify about any command not providing ASF support when tasked to do so or of any individual failing to report as required? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 24. The ASF shall be primarily composed of personnel at or below which pay grade? E6. 25. How many watches is it recommended that ASF be organized into during increased FPCONs? 2. 26. How many months at a minimum must ASF nominees be available to perform required duties? 18. 27. No NSF member may consume alcohol within how many hours prior to the commencement of their assigned shift? 8. Chapter 3. 1. Critical infrastructure assessments identify regional and installation critical assets and infrastructure and personnel necessary to carry on mission essential functions, IAW, which reference. DODI 2000.16. 2. How often, at a minimum, must determinations of specific terrorist or criminal threats to a region, installation, or geographic area be conducted? Annually. 3. Which agency conducts the terrorist or criminal threat analysis to a region, installation, or geographic area? NCIS. 4. What is used to determine the vulnerability to a terrorist attack against an installation, unit, exercise, port, ship, residence, facility, or other site? Vulnerability assessment. 5. What will JSIVAs be classified according to? DTRA Classification Guide. 6. How often, at a minimum, must each installation requiring an IVA receive either a JSIVA or CNOIVA? Every 3 years. 7. How often, at a minimum, must local vulnerability assessments be conducted by the installation ATO using the DTRA Vulnerability Assessment Guidelines? Annually. 8. What is a programmatic approach developed by CNIC to address protection shortfalls and recommend mitigating courses of action? IPAC, India Papa Alpha Charlie. 9. Within how many days of assignment to a high-risk billet must personal security vulnerability assessments for all high-risk personnel be initiated for all high-risk personnel? 90. 10. How often, at a minimum, must a comprehensive AT program review be conducted by all commanders required to establish AT programs? Annually. 11. Which process assists AT decision-makers to reduce or offset terrorist attack effects? Risk management. 12. What is the focal point for the integration of national-level, local, and/or host nation intelligence, counterintelligence, and criminal intelligence pertaining to criminal, foreign intelligence, and terrorist threats? MTAC, Mike Tango Alpha Charlie. 13. What is the minimum enlisted pay grade required to be assigned as an installation ATO? E7. 14. How many years prior to assuming ATO duties must installation ATOs attend the ATO course of instruction? 3. 15. How often, at a minimum, must the AT plan be reviewed and exercised? Annually. 16. Which automated electronic document is completed for a specific destination or country prior to travel to ensure the traveler is briefed on and understands relevant threats and conditions at their destination? IATP, India Alpha Tango Papa. 17. How many days prior to travel must the IATP be submitted if there is no TCCM requirement for unofficial travel? 3. Chapter 4. 1. Which program involves the total spectrum of procedures, facilities, equipment, and personnel employed to provide a secure environment? Physical security. 2. Which principle provides the basis for the physical security system in place at an installation? DBT, Delta Bravo Tango. 3. What is the central concept in the Navy's strategy toward defending against threats? Defense in depth. 4. Who facilitates the registration of taxicab, limo, and shuttle companies to conduct business on an installation? SSC, Sierra Sierra Charlie. 5. What is defined as physical security measures that include PS equipment, personnel, and procedures to protect installations and Navy assets from possible threats? Access control. 6. What have the primary function of detecting and deterring unauthorized intrusion onto an installation? ECPs, Echo Charlie Papas. 7. Which system is an enterprise identity management and perimeter installation access control solution designed to manage commercial vendors, contractors, subcontractors, suppliers, and service providers who are not eligible for a CAC coming aboard CNIC installations? NCACS, November Charlie, Alpha Charlie Sierra. 8. Denying installation access should be considered for any civilian employees with any felony conviction within how many years? 10. 9. Denying installation access should be considered for any civilian employees with membership in any organization that advocates the overthrow of the U.S. government within how many years? 10. 10. What will the installation SJA enter barment letters into for any person barred from a Navy installation? CLEOC, Charlie Lima, Echo, Oscar, Charlie. 11. What is the principal authorized credential for personnel in the access category? CAC, Charlie Alpha Charlie. 12. Which procedure allows a uniformed service member to present their identification token for verification while simultaneously vouching for any vehicle occupant? Trusted Traveler. 13. Up to how many days can unescorted day or visitor access passes be issued for short duration visits? 30. 14. Temporary business access will be granted for contractor or vendor employees requiring physical access for periods from 1 day up to how long? 1 year. 15. Permanent business access will be granted to contractor personnel for a period up to, but not to exceed, how many years for physical and/or logical access? 3. 16. What is the maximum number of months that the Visitor Control Center can issue a contractor decal? 24. 17. What is the maximum duration that the physical installation access may be granted to persons working on a Navy base not having DoD personnel or family member access but providing volunteer time as part of a recognized and approved program? 1 year. 18. How many different categories are vehicles that access an installation on a daily basis divided into? 4. 19. Which entry control access category is assigned to emergency essential military personnel? 1. 20. Which entry control access category is assigned to family members living on and off base? 2. 21. Which entry control access category is assigned to foreign military personnel employed by the host nation? 3. 22. Which entry control access category is assigned to first and emergency responders? 5. 23. What is the foundation for plans and procedures pertaining to access control? ROC levels. 24. What is the standard identity management and perimeter installation access control solution for the access management of vendors, contractors, suppliers, and service providers who are not authorized as CAC? NCACS, November Charlie, Alpha Charlie Sierra. 25. Which reference provides the overarching Navy policy, guidance, information, procedures, and responsibilities for the Navy Physical Security and Law Enforcement Program? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 ECHO. 26. How often does NCACS produce an activity report for each installation, which provides an overview of active companies, participants, ingresses by ECP, and other useful information for purposes of managing the program? Monthly. 27. Up to how many years can DoD building and temporary passes be issued for temporary employees and contractors having no other appropriate form of identification and whose duties require their recurring official access to federal buildings during business and/or security hours? 2. 28. Individuals under what age are exempt from carrying a form of approved ID while on an installation? 12. 29. Which form will be used by all Navy-controlled installations to register POVs operated on the installation? DD Form 2220. Chapter 5. 1. Who is responsible for the operational control of the NSF and the ISO? CO. 2. Law enforcement may be accomplished by Navy MAs and civilian employees classified as which series? NCP GS-083. 3. Which MCM rule gives NSF the authority to apprehend individuals? 302 Bravo. 4. The U.S. Constitution, along with what else, authorized the detention of civilians for offenses committed on a military installation. Title 18, U.S.C. 5. What are developed, exercised actions and measures that are implemented to identify, track, assess, and neutralize terrorist attacks? Pre-planned responses, Papa Papa Romeo. 6. DD Form 1408, along with which other form, are the only two types of traffic tickets that are authorized for traffic law violations on board Navy installations. DD Form 1805. 7. Which system will patrol personnel use to document investigations on all motor vehicle accidents occurring on the installation, except those involving fatalities? CLEOC, Charlie Lima, Echo Oscar Charlie. 8. What agency must be notified of any fatal vehicle accidents on board Navy installations? NCIS. 9. What is used to deter traffic violations and reduce accidents by the presence or suggested presence of law enforcement personnel at places where violations, congestion, or accidents frequently occur? STEP. 10. What can traffic safety handouts be acquired through? NHTSA, November Hotel, Tango Sierra Alpha. 11. Which agency is primarily responsible for investigating major criminal offenses, including espionage and acts of terrorism? NCIS. 12. A major criminal offense is defined as any offense punishable under the UCMJ by confinement for a term of at least how long? 1 year. 13. Who is responsible for providing courthouse security? CO. 14. How many different entities comprise the NSF? 3. Chapter 6. 1. What is a complete listing of CNIC-approved equipment and material authorized as allowance for specific NSF units or regions at CNIC installations? TOA, Tango Oscar Alpha. 2. Which process or format is used to submit proposed changes to the CNIC-approved TOA? ACR, Alpha Charlie Romeo. 3. Which web-based reporting system is utilized for identifying, inventorying, and reporting TOA items? ESAMS, Echo Sierra, Alpha Mike Sierra. 4. What has CNIC engaged the assistance of to develop and implement a standard allowancing system to support outfitting and sustainment of CNIC-required AT equipment? SPAWAR, Sierra Papa Alpha, Whiskey Alpha Romeo. 5. Who is the NSF TOA System Manager? CNIC, November 3, Alpha Tango. 6. How often at a minimum will CNIC host an NSF TOA conference to address issues and to collect and compile ACRs? Annually. 7. Who has final approval authority for all TOAs? CNIC. 8. No uniform allowance will be granted for appointments or assignments to a police position for less than how many months? 3. 9. All NCP employees hired after 2/22/07 may be eligible to receive an initial uniform allowance not to exceed what amount? $1,800. 10. NCP employees who are required to wear uniforms will be furnished the uniform at a cost not to exceed what amount per year? $800. 11. Members at or above which rank shall wear metallic insignias on their uniforms denoting their respective rank on each epaulette or shoulder strap of the jacket? Lieutenant. 12. Which insignia shall be worn by the senior Navy civilian police officer? Silver oak leaf. 13. Which insignia shall be worn by the watch commander? Double-linked silver bars. 14. Which insignia shall be worn by the shift supervisor? Single gold bar. 15. Which color DON badge will be worn by personnel in supervisory positions? Gold. 16. Who may authorize the wear of the TDU for civilian NSF employees and contractors providing direct support to NSF operations? REGCOM. Chapter 7. 1. Which system has CNIC mandated that will be used to track and schedule NSF training? ESAMS, Echo Sierra, Alpha Mike Sierra. 2. How often must ESAMS be updated? Monthly. 3. The convening of a NSFTC or NSGTC for less than how many new hires shall be considered an ineffective use of resources. 16. 4. How often must NSF personnel receive sustainment training? Annually. 5. NIMS, along with which other training, must be completed by all NSF personnel who are designated as first responders. ICS, India Charlie Sierra. 6. All personnel assigned to a HPU must be qualified as a coxswain as well as hold which other qualification? Crew-served weapons. 7. How many elements exist to the HPU training solution? 3. 8. What is the executive agent for establishing minimum training standards for DoD civilian police and security guards? U.S. Army. 9. How often at a minimum will the performance-based PAT for NCP or SG be conducted? Annually. 10. A minimum of how many months must elapse before an individual who passed the PAT in one calendar year is required to take the PAT again in the next calendar year? 4. 11. How many days do new hires have to initially take the PAT after they've been medically screened and cleared? 30. 12. How many push-ups within 2 minutes must all NCP or SG personnel be required to complete to meet PAT standards? 19. 13. The PAT will be scheduled and participants must be notified of the PAT test date at least how many months in advance? 1. 14. How often, at a minimum, must all assigned personnel receive Level 1 AT awareness training? Annually. Chapter 8. 1. What are used to coordinate requirements and plans in a scenario-based environment so units can train with realistic conditions? Exercises. 2. Which system must all training and exercises be assessed and entered into? NTIMS, November Tango, India Mike Sierra. 3. What provides the framework for REGCOMs and COs to execute the Shore Response Plan in meeting routine Navy operations, surge requirements, and NCC warfighting tasks? SRTP, Sierra Romeo Tango Papa. 4. How often, at a minimum, will installations participate in unit-level and integrated training exercises as dictated by policy and guidance from CNIC? Monthly. 5. How many integrated training events must installations participate in each year? 4. 6. What is the N7 exercise program aligned with? HSEEP, Hotel Sierra, Echo Echo Papa. 7. What is defined as a creative, coordinated, and a supervised exercise activity primarily used as a practice event to give leadership a chance to validate one small part of the response plan? Drill. 8. How much time is typically required to complete a drill? 1 to 2 hours. 9. What is a facilitated analysis of a PS or LE breach that is situated in an informal, stress-free environment? TTX, Tango Tango X-Ray. 10. Up to how many hours can a TTX last? 4. 11. How long does it typically take to prepare for a TTX? 1 month. 12. What is a fully simulated interactive exercise that tests the capability of an organization and its supporting federal, state, and local PS and LE agencies to respond to a simulated event short of moving real people and equipment to an actual site? CPX, Charlie Papa X-Ray. 13. Up to how many hours does a CPX typically require to complete? 8. 14. Up to how long does it typically take to prepare for a TTX? 6 months. 15. What is an event in which all resources, all leadership, and all strategic assets are used to validate each supporting agency's performance capabilities during an operational breach of PS or an LE incident? FTX, Foxtrot Tango X-Ray. 16. How long can it take to adequately prepare for an FTX? 1 year. 17. In coordination with CNIC N7, NSF personnel will establish and participate in exercises that meet NMET requirements and ensure this data is recorded in what? DRRS-N, Delta Romeo Romeo Sierra-November. 18. What is an introductory event that familiarizes personnel and civilian participants with roles, plans, procedures, or equipment? Orientation seminar. 19. How many hours at maximum should an orientation seminar last? 2. 20. How many years at a minimum must AARs be maintained? 3. Chapter 9. 1. What is intended to provide CNIC with an improved capability to distribute manpower resources for the CNIC Navy security workforce to maximize NSF mission and functional capability within budgeted resources? MPV-P, Mike Papa Victor-Papa. 2. What is the productive workweek factor used by the MPV-P for military? 34.38. 3. What is the productive workweek factor used by the MPV-P for federal civilians? 33.68. 4. What is the productive workweek factor used by the MPV-P for contract watch standards? 40.00. 5. What is considered by the MPV-P an average response time to emergent situations in populated areas? 15 minutes. 6. The CVIS will not normally be validated where throughput is less than how many commercial vehicles per day? 30. 7. Administrative, intermediate, along with what else, comprise the three different types of vehicle inspection types. Complex. 8. In accordance with which reference will reaction force resourcing be determined? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 ECHO. Chapter 10. 1. What has the primary investigative and counterintelligence jurisdiction within the DON for offenses and incidents on and off naval installations and aboard ships? NCIS. 2. NCIS provides U.S. Navy installations and regions with intelligence that supports AT decision-making in accordance with which reference? OPNAV Instruction 3300.53 Charlie. 3. What is used to provide terrorism information that enables the commander to make risk and planning decisions concerning the command AT program? PIR, Papa India Romeo. 4. What is defined as information the commander and staff need to understand the status of friendly force and supporting capabilities? FFIR, Foxtrot Foxtrot India Romeo. 5. What is the information that enemy forces want to know about friendly forces in order to plan and execute an attack? EEFI, Echo Echo, Foxtrot India. 6. How often at a minimum must the threat information collection plan for installation or region be reviewed? Annually. 7. How often will NCIS's Threat Management Unit provide briefs or assessments to the RSO or ISO and ATOs on the internal threats to their regions or installations? Quarterly. 8. How often at a minimum must all NSF members receive a threat briefing from a member of the TWG? Quarterly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.